faced south, almost directly into the wind and sea. But then he spotted a small, almost insignificant gap that cut into the coastline. With its entrance facing north and with high ground on the southwestern side to provide shelter from the wind and sea, it looked an ideal place to set up a camp until the weather improved. He carefully wrapped the notes in their waterproof oilcloth cover and ducked out into the open again. A breaking wave drenched him and set him spluttering. Then he grabbed hold of the backstay and climbed onto the stern bulwark, balancing easily against the ship's plunging motion, studying the coastline a few kilometres away. There! He could make out one of the landmarks noted on the chart, a high headland, cliffs on either side, and denuded of trees. The dark granite rock was obvious against the grey-green of the pines that covered most of the coastline. He dropped lightly to the deck and took the tiller once more. Thorn, sitting huddled in his soaked sheepskin jacket with his back to the mast, had noticed his movements. He came aft now to join the two boys.
"Thinking of putting in to shore?" he asked.
"There's a little sheltered bay about 3 kilometres south," Hal said. "I'm heading for that." Thorn nodded. Not that Hal